Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Thank you, welcome, and good morning. I'm here today with Steve Kushaloff, Mark Lawrence, on the final day of his three-day vacation, wherein he went into the woods with firearms hoping to murder a deer.
Oh, Joe, murder. All right, it's only 8:32 and we're talking about murder already.
Well, how would you describe it other than murder?
Dinner.
Oh, okay. Lunch. He's looking for lunch.
I guess.
Well, I'll believe you, Steve, if I find him out there around the campfire cooking the thing right in the field.
Absolutely. You know, if you're going to do it right.
Fortunately for the deer, Mark is not one of our more successful hunters. So we'll see how he makes out tomorrow. I'm sure he will regale us with tales of his days in the woods, the hunting cabin, possibly the beer and poker playing.
That seems to be what a lot of people really enjoy about the whole hunting experience is more the, the camaraderie, the beer, the cooking, etc. I can appreciate that.
No, you know, it sounds like a good way to spend a day or two.
When you hear about people who go up to Penn State games and they bring their motor home and they'll tailgate to beat the band, which is fine. But then the game starts and they're very happy to stay out in the parking lot and continue the party.
As long as they can watch the game on TV,
I guess.
Hey, On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at www.sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open, and it is an open phones day, 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. For Text Connect members, just reply to a previous message or text us at 70236. On the Mark, as I said, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915. 4th Street in Sunbury, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. The Sunbury Motor Company sells Ford, Hyundai, and Kia and Lincoln cars. They are the premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks and all sizes of trucks. They're a master towing service with decades of experience. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize and all types of service on vehicles, state inspection, and nitrogen for tires, and they're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. till 6 p.m., and Saturday, 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. Again, check them out on the web at www.sunburymotors.com. We start off this morning with an email from our friend Tom, who has a bone to pick with yesterday's program. He says, I have to commend Steve and his professionalism or mandatory restraint yesterday to sit there and listen to Fred Keller tell one lie after another for much of his time was much more than I could have taken. Donald Trump has Fred trained well. Like Lindsey Graham, Fred Keller is as loyal as a dog. I recommend they get a pony and take their show on the road in red states and at Trump rallies. We don't need that nonsense in PA. On another topic, phone call records released yesterday sure have put a big dent in Trump's defense. Ruthless Rudy, Devin Nunes, John Solomon, and the two Ukrainian jailed thugs sure had a lot of contact with each other and the White House. As usual with Trump, he doesn't know or barely knows anyone involved, and Rudy was acting on his own in behalf of the Ukraine. Adam Schiff and crew will get with all the puzzle pieces in place real soon. This whole charade is about to blow up. One lie requires another lie. The lies pile up, and soon lies become worthless, and you are left with red-faced and out of excuses. Of course, Trump still has his blind supporters sad. Well, first of all, Tom, I think what's wrong with your letter is the fact that you assume everybody's lying to you. You know, you can't concede the fact that I could look at one set of facts and draw a conclusion, and you look at the same set of facts and draw another. Fred Keller is not a liar. He doesn't lie. He tells you the truth. You may not like what he says, but I've known Fred Keller for many years. You can go up to him and say, Fred, I don't like your stance on this. And he will say to you, well, Joe, here's why I believe how I believe. He will argue with you. He will tell you what he thinks. But he will also have that conversation with you, unlike some other congressmen we've had that I know of, and they were Republicans, who would just blow you away, you know, don't want to talk about it, or they would belittle you for having asked the question. Fred Keller's not that kind of guy. And really, I read your letter because that's what we do here, but I think you're dead wrong, and I don't think you really know Fred Keller.
Well, I don't think Tom's comments about Congressman Keller are really the biggest part of this letter. I mean, he mentions Congressman Keller at the beginning, and he didn't particularly like what he heard, but then he goes on and he talks
Say
about...
Say here one lie after another, telling one lie after another, and that you had to restrain yourself?
Okay, how many sentences... Right, that was about a sentence and a half. So I would not pull out a sentence and a half from Tom's very well-written, 98% accurate letter and try to dismiss it just because you don't care for what he said about Fred Keller.
Well, it's not that I don't care for it. It's just I think he's wrong. Am I entitled to that opinion based on my knowledge of Fred Keller?
No, you could say what you want. I mean, you could say I can say you didn't like it or you find fault with it. But, you know, the point of that letter, if you ask me, was not Congressman Keller. The point of that letter was this whole impeachment thing, which is true. I mean, here you have Devin Nunes, who, honest to Pete, Devin Nunes's picture, his picture, Joe, should be up in every post office in America. He ought to be one of the 10 most wanted. I think Devin Nunes has probably done everything short of taking a gun and shooting somebody. And, of course, if he did, the right wing would say, well, he was probably innocent anyway. But, you know, here's Devin Nunes. He sits there so imperiously and so self-righteous at these hearings a week or so ago. Then you find out, oh, Nunes himself was over in the Ukraine trying to dig up dirt on debunked conspiracy theories about Joe Biden.
Who debunked these conspiracy theories? I keep hearing you on the left use that word debunked. Show me the debunkation.
Okay, I will have to find you. Well, here, let's see. We got...
That's irrefutable debunkation.
Okay. Oh, irrefutable. So very good. I tell you, you must have been an English major in school.
No, history.
History, because irrefutable. There ain't much that's irrefutable in the world. Okay, but this is
today
from,
Wednesday?
That's true.
That's
this
irrefutable.
This is from the New York Times, and I'm waiting for it, Joe. I'm waiting for it.
Oh, I wouldn't give you the satisfaction. Go ahead.
Okay. This is actually from today's New York Times, which said, there is no evidence that the former Ukrainian president Poroshenko actively worked for Secretary Clinton. So that's number one. That's one theory that...
But they don't quite quote the evidence that refutes it. They just say... They make a statement. That's what I'm saying. The whole thing, debunked conspiracy theories. Well, who debunked them? Where was the absolute proof that this was debunked?
Well, you know, if I wanted to, Joe, I could go home after this program, and I could sit here with my iPad, or sit at home with my iPad, and I could probably find between 35 and 50 articles that debunked the idea that Joe Biden or Hunter Biden were...
Articles. Yeah. I'm talking evidence, not articles.
So,
evidence.
Okay, so now what you're asking of me is to go and take an airplane to the Ukraine, and now I got to go interview...
I'm just saying, if there are lies and conspiracy theories that have been found to be not true, where is it that they have found to be not true?
Well,
in a criminal proceeding, in a civil trial, someplace where finding a fact is the primary goal that they do.
I will have to, you know, at my disposal, all I have is this new thing, Joe. You've probably heard it. It's called the Internet, and I will have to go out
and everything
on
the Internet is absolutely accurate.
Well, you know, we're not going to be looking for...
I love that commercial where the guy's obviously not French, and he's saying bonjour. You remember that? They used to run that. It's on the Internet. It must be true.
And, of course, what I like is the... and now we're really getting off the subject.
I know, and we have a caller.
Oh, go ahead.
Than Mitchell, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you this morning? By the way, I don't think Fred is a liar. I think Fred is just very easily led. and really doesn't understand what he's doing in Washington. Other than that, I think he's an awfully nice guy, and I think he was a good representative for this area.
Now you're saying he's simple-minded. He's easily led, and he doesn't understand what he's doing.
I heard none of those words.
Wait a minute. I got to say, Joe, you've got to quit doing this. This is the Fox News way of dealing with situations, that is, if I say, gee, it's raining, you say, well, you know, in Montana, it's snowing, and therefore you're wrong. I'm afraid this business of kind of like a magician.
Than,
you hold
said,
something up in one hand and sneak in something on the other.
You said the man was easily led and ignorant of what he's doing in Washington.
That is not simple-minded.
I didn't say ignorant. I said he doesn't know what he's doing in Washington.
Doesn't understand. Well, that implies he's simple-minded, doesn't it?
Implies.
No. Oh, no, like it implies point. That sort of like you, he's ignorant. You would prefer not to know what's going on. I managed to listen to nearly 20 minutes of Fox News yesterday, and I see where you get your ideas and talk about simple-minded. I know you're not.
I hate to tell you this,
therefore, I have no idea why you follow these ignorant people at Fox.
I hate to tell you this, Dan, but over the last 2 months, I have spent 90% of my time watching CNN, 5% Fox, 5% MSNBC.
Well, you quote Fox all the time. I hear Fox in there all the time, as I do with your right-wing callers. I learned this from Hannity, and therefore I'll pass it on.
Okay.
And when I open my emails from Joe, which I did this morning, it always says right at the top, from Fox News.
Did you look? You got two emails from me this morning. Where was the second one from?
I don't know. I think you wrote that up yourself. Okay.
Where was it from?
One here. All right. Let's give this to Joe. One of them is from CNN. CNN, five takeaways.
And one is from Fox.
And one is from Fox. So you said 5%, Joe. I'm seeing 50%.
That's what... No, I'm talking... No,
well,
see, that's what you...
Worry,
that's
Steve.
What you and the left do.
Joe
you
has wait a second. Fallen into that's this
what,
business.
That's what you do. You, on the left, I said I watch 90% of CNN, 5% Fox, 5% of MSNBC. But in the morning, when I look for material, I search Fox and I search CNN.
Okay, I called in to tell you that I used to really enjoy it when there were Democrats and Republicans, and that the President of the United States did not demean our country and every other country in the world when he was overseas, when you and other Republicans actually believed law enforcement people instead of dictators and despots. Those days I kind of long for, when people who said, I have a Republican point of view, I knew what they meant. I didn't think they meant I'm going to follow along with a person who's obviously inept and incompetent as president without thinking and without caring. And I'm afraid I see that. And I think you, if you listen carefully, you probably can see that too.
I would say you need glasses.
See, now that is not an answer. In other words,
neither
you can't answer
Fred
the
Keller.
Question, so you say, well, I think your nose looks funny. That's just not the way we should be discussing things.
Dan, your nose does look funny, but that's another issue.
It's English. You know, I can't help that. I'm only kidding.
Listen, I understand that times have changed. You know, this is not a conventional president. I couldn't agree with you more. Do I like what he says? Do I like how he behaves? Not all the time. But I don't think he deserves to be impeached for that. And I think his goals are good. I think what he's trying to do with our NATO allies and some of these other countries, he's sticking up for American workers. He's trying to bring jobs back to this country.
Really?
Yes.
By putting
farmers
out of business?
Yeah, no.
Congratulations. Closing factories in Ohio?
And look at all the ones he's
helping out a lot.
And you don't concede that he's brought some jobs back to this country. That makes you look like you're putting your head in the sand and ignoring facts.
I do. I do, as a matter of fact, know that that jobs have come back in this country, but he takes responsibility, and he's not the only one responsible, even if he has any responsibility. He is responsible for farmers getting welfare now.
Right. But he's also provided a great deal of financial relief for farmers to offset some of the problems that were created by the tariffs.
Sure. That's what, when I was brought up on a farm, that's what my father always wanted was welfare. Yeah. Farmers always want welfare. You know, you don't have to grow crops, so let's give them welfare.
And who started that?
They are not paying enough to keep the farmers in business. Hey, they're closing like crazy.
Hate to tell you this, Dan, but farm subsidies were started under Democratic administrations and Democratic Congresses.
Be that as it may.
And that makes them right somehow?
Well, I didn't hear
farm
you hollering.
Farm subsidy, by the way, this was not this bribe to the farmers that our current inept leader did was not a Democratic thing.
A bribe. So that's it. Now, should we impeach him for that, for bribing the farmers?
I think it's an overall the worst president in the United States, the most inept, the most rude, the most crude, and the person who, if I were an evangelical, I would dismiss in a moment, because I would say, as I hear Christians say all the time, what would Jesus do? Well, he might have a beer with Trump, but he certainly wouldn't support him.
Okay. Hey, Than, thanks. Thank you for your call, as always. Don't agree with you, but love to hear from you. Take care, buddy.
Okay.
And
I
don't think your nose looks that bad, Than. Thanks. 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com. Text us at 70236. One of our emailers is coming after you, my friend. He says, are you deaf, Steve, or just in denial? You are quite the propagandizing spin master to whitewash that ridiculous screed offered in Tom's letter. You make Keith Olbermann look like Mr. Rogers.
Well, I didn't see the name Steve in there, but I guess he was referring to me. Let me pick up on something that Than Mitchell brought up, and this is this whole nonsense about job creation. For instance,
what nonsense is it?
When Donald Trump was campaigning, especially in states like West Virginia, and talking about we're going to bring back coal, and you know, all the people out there in the coal producing country state said, this is great, we're going to bring back coal. And yet, here we see, this took me a second to find, we've already seen that 7 coal companies have filed for bankruptcy protection this year, and dozens of coal plants have closed over the last few years.
So this is another New York Times story, I assume?
Actually, this is CNBC.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so, but there again, you know, Joe, I will give you credit. When we can't dispute the facts, we dispute the source of the facts.
Don't you do that when Fox News reports something?
Well, you know, when Fox News reports something, it's kind of like when a 5-year-old reports something. I was even going to ask Than if he remembers the game Twister. You remember the game Twister, Joe?
I never played it. I've seen it for sale.
But you've seen it. I'm surprised you don't have your photograph right there on the box for Twister.
See, that's what happens. When you liberals can't think of a good logical argument, you turn to personalities.
Well, when the personality takes the words and bends them and twists them, what are you going to do? Anyway.
Hey, we got to take a break. I'm sorry. We got involved in you and Steve and Than, and we forgot the break, and I'll get in trouble if we don't take it. 1-800-795-9565. Give us a call.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Thousands of Americans have tachophobia, or fear of speed. These are the people that classify the telegraph as digital communication. They believe this is the sound of progress. and they drive slow in the fast lane all the time. Don't be those people. Get the white-knuckle, stomach-dropping, crazy speed of Penteladata's fiber network for your business and face your fears head-on. See how Penteladata fiber can make you fearless in the office. Call today.
Hi, this is Leslie Hosterman of Bowen Agency Realtors. The fall season is here, bringing beautiful changes to the Susquehanna Valley. If your real estate needs are changing, maybe you need more space to host family and friends for that big game or during the holidays, I can help. If you are unsure about the process, let's talk. I will ease the stress of home buying or selling and make it the best experience from beginning to end.
Coming or going, trust the talent at Bowen. Online at bowenagency.com.
Chad, we need to be serious. I want to talk about building our team.
Oh, wait, like a basketball team? I could hit a three-pointer.
No, Chad, I'm talking about the Coldwell Banker Penn One team. We are growing and expanding, and we need current active agents as well as brand new agents to join us.
Oh, I get it. How do I sign up?
You can stick with your day job, Chad, but anyone else who would be interested in joining our winning team can contact me, Lisa Barrick, at ColdwellBankerPenn1.com.
Fantastic. When do I get my jersey? I'm a medium.
No jerseys, Chad.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones will preview Penn State Wake Forest today, 3 to 5 News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan along with Steve Kushaloff. Our producer, Rob Setter, is waiting to pick up the phone and say, good morning, you're on the mark. Who are you? What do you want to talk about? Give us a call at 1-800-795-9565. Our emailer who said, Steve said he didn't see the name there. The emailer wrote back and said the title of the previous email was My Dear Comrade Kushaloff. And Steve points out that you spelled his name wrong. So.
Right. But it is interesting because my ancestry is pretty much Russian. I know at least three of my grandparents emigrated from Russia.
So calling you comrade wouldn't be entirely unreasonable.
Hey, you can call, you know, you can call me Steve, you can call me Peeve, you can call me Weave. Just
that was an old Saturday night bit. You know, you can call me, he doesn't have to call me Mr. Johnson.
Yeah.
You remember that one?
I think I do.
Or maybe that was, maybe that wasn't that. Maybe that was Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In. I think that's what that was.
Yes.
One of our other emailers says, why did Biden want that prosecutor fired?
Well, I would let Joe answer that, but then you're going to get a twisted answer. Very simply, the prosecutor that Biden wanted released or fired, Shimko, was that his name?
Sounds right.
Okay. And in this case, this was at a time, this was well before President Zelensky was in office. At the time, the prosecutor, Shimko, was considered by much of the world, not just by a bunch of people in the Oval Office. The Shimko was considered to be a highly corrupt prosecutor. The International Monetary Fund thought he was corrupt. The World Bank thought he was corrupt. Anti-corruption forces in the Ukraine thought he was corrupt, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the United States government, not just the president sitting there in his water closet thinking all by himself. The entire United States government thought that he was corrupt. And we had, there were loan guarantees, as I understand it, that had been were due to go to the Ukraine, and the Obama administration said, look, until you get rid of this highly corrupt prosecutor, you're not getting them. And that's why Biden wanted the prosecutor fired.
But he wasn't tried and convicted of anything in the Ukraine.
Joe, you know,
aren't we still presumed innocent until proven guilty? Have we given that up completely? We're now everybody's guilty until they prove themselves innocent.
I'm just giving you the answer to the question.
Okay. Well,
I don't know what the law is. And the guy didn't go to jail, Joe. I think he was just fired. I mean, we've got lots of people.
So if he's corrupt and doing all these terrible things, why wasn't he put in jail?
You know, you're going to have to find some Ukrainian law professor to answer that one.
Well, you have a name that could be Ukrainian.
Comrade Kushaloff. Okay.
All right, Dan, you're on the mark from New Berlin.
Hey, good morning, guys. Well, Van Bring, you know, he has his point of view. And the evangelicals have their point of view. And I might speak a little on the evangelical side. We believe our freedom comes from God Almighty, where his side, and he may call back and say, I'm being judgmental, that's all right. but they believe their side. I believe their side believes their freedom, lack of freedom, comes from the federal government. They believe in government will provide all your needs, and your and whatever you need comes from the federal government. We believe our needs come from Almighty God, and that's the difference in between why there's such a division in today's society, the way we fight against each other, and the division in America. That's the two sides, and the Trump voters basically believe too much government's bad. We want less government, and they believe the more government, the better off we'll all be. And I think that's where the division is. It's not, they know Trump did nothing wrong.
I don't think they know that. I don't think they know that at all. I think that's what we're having an impeachment hearing for. I think they believe he did do something wrong.
They're hoping against all hope.
I think he did something. I think he did something ill-advised. I think he did something that I would rather he didn't do. But I don't think it was criminal, and I don't think it rises to the level of impeachment. And really, I was telling Steve before we went on the air this morning, Fox News, I hate to say it, it was during the 5 minutes I watched Fox News this morning, they had a clip of Jerry Nadler talking about Bill Clinton's impeachment. And one of the things he said is we should never, ever, ever have an impeachment where one party is on one side and the other party's on the other. We should never have a narrow vote impeachment. Now he's going to lead the charge to impeach a president on exactly those lines that he didn't think were valid when it was Bill Clinton's behind on the line.
Exactly. You know, this is the problem. The main thing is, like I said, if I said it once on here, I said it 100 times, they never wanted Trump. They don't like him for whatever reason. I think because he represents pure freedom. Say what you have to say. Say it. Get it out there. As many of us are. Many of us are the same way. Steve, you may fall off your chair.
He may represent pure something, but it sure is not pure freedom.
It sure is. That's what you people have against Trump. Trump represents freedom. You represent bondage by the federal government. It's what you're looking at. We're looking at freedom.
Okay, interesting comment, Dan. Thank you so much. Appreciate your call. We're out of time in this segment. Join us again on the other side of the news, 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com. Text us at 70236. The program brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. This is WKOK Sunbury.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Mass Mutual.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump is calling out a neighbor to the north at the NATO meeting in London. Correspondent Stephen Portnoy is there.
At Buckingham Palace last night, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was briefly caught on mic gossiping with Emmanuel Macron about all the time President Trump spent answering reporters' questions yesterday. Mr. Trump was asked for his reaction today.
Well, he's two-faced.
The president said his Canadian counterpart is bitter about pressure Mr. Trump has applied to have him spend more of his country's economy on defense.
I called him out on the fact that he's not paying 2%, and I guess he's not very happy about it.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, London.
Back in the U.S., the impeachment inquiry enters a historic new phase this morning. CBS's Bill Rakoff.
The House Judiciary Committee will hear from 4 constitutional law scholars about the impeachment process. Under the rules, the committee is responsible for pursuing actual articles of impeachment if warranted. If those articles are adopted by the committee, then the full House would vote on whether to impeach the president on the charges.
One of those scholars, Source, the only one selected by Republicans, is CBS News legal analyst Jonathan Turley. The Pope has accepted the resignation of New York Bishop Richard Malone. He's accused of covering up clergy sex abuse in his diocese for years. Father Paul Seil at St. Bernadette Church near Buffalo.
What I'd just like to see is for us to take a breath, have a moment of peace entering into the through this Advent and into the Christmas season, and start rebuilding in a very careful and very measured way.
A new report from the Global Carbon Project shows levels of CO2 emissions are still rising and contributing to climate change. Stanford scientist Rob Jackson.
Although our per capita emissions are coming down, and that's good news, they're still far higher than most other countries in the world.
The fountain of youth may be regular exercise. CBS's Vicki Barker is live with details on some new research.
Older men who've been athletes all their lives have the muscle cells of a 25-year-old. And they weather the inflammatory damage associated with aging and disease much better than their couch potato peers. The Ball State University researchers also found evidence that older men who've been sedentary their whole lives will find it much harder to turn back their biological clocks. But they say it's never too late to start exercising. A study on women coming soon. Deborah?
If French fries are your vice, fear not. The president of the Idaho Potato Commission is poo-pooing reports of an imminent shortage because of an early freeze on potato farms in the U.S. and Canada. He tells the New York Times producers will find a way around a weak harvest. This is CBS News.
Behind every moment shared with the ones you love is a plan that helped make it happen. Learn more or find an advisor at massmutual.com.
There's nothing like meeting face-to-face, and there's nothing like Zoom to make that happen. Zoom lets you connect and do business across town or around the world. Zoom ties together all of your communication needs into one easy platform for video conferencing, phone calls, group chat, webinars, and your conference rooms. Connect easily from anywhere, your mobile phone, your laptop, or conference room. Zoom is how business gets done. Get your free account at Zoom.com today. Meet happy with Zoom.
The holidays. Time for hot cocoa, mistletoe, and spreading joy. A different kind of joy. The joy of pushing your limits on snowy mornings.
You feel that, Peloton? That's greatness.
The joy of getting the right motivation when you think you can't go any further.
Don't back down now.
The joy of giving it all you've got. Until tomorrow. Because our kind of joy will keep you coming back for more.
Peloton, way to work. Great job, everybody.
This holiday, give the gift of Peloton at onepeloton.com.
New numbers show people are buying guns like never before.
So far this year, more than 25 million background checks have been conducted, numbers generally seen as a reliable indicator of gun sales. With less than a month to go, that pace is on track to break the record set 3 years ago. According to the gun industry, the numbers for the National Instant Criminal Background Check System mirror the Second Amendment politics of the race for the White House. The industry sees the trend as a rush to buy weapons as all of the Democratic presidential candidates call for tougher restrictions on access to firearms. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
Time for wine lovers to hightail it to Aldi's to uncork the holidays. The German discount chain starts selling its advent calendars today. Each one includes 7 mini bottles of bubbly, including imported Brut Rosé, Cava, Prosecco, and Chardonnay. $25 a pop. The advents are always a sellout, and they're never restocked. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Next stop, Graham Street. And Brian in the khaki shorts, your TNL energy bill went up 60% this month. Seems like you'd want to know. Stand clear of the closing doors.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like increases to a recurring bill, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.
Yeah.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
And welcome back to the program. I'm here with Steve Kushaloff, Mark Lawrence on his final day off. Rob Center's our producer. Matt Cottrill is over in the newsroom. He's provided us with some headlines to read. But first, we want to remind you that On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at www.sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open. Call us at 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us, as one person has done, and we'll get to that at 70236. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspection, nitrogen for tires. They're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. till 6 p.m., and Saturday, 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. Sunbury Motor Company sells Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln cars, so check them out at www.sunburymotors.com. Taking a look at the headlines this morning, an investigation is underway following a fire at a home which was raided by State Attorney General's Office drug officials. The Daily Item reports the home of Joseph Whelan at 1468 Pulaski Avenue caught fire at 8 p.m. on Sunday night. The fire spread to neighboring homes, causing extensive damage. The Daily Item says Llewellyn was arrested November 21st after law enforcement officials say he sold methamphetamine and firearms to a confidential informant. He was sent to jail on $100,000 bail, but made bail days after his arrest. A state police fire marshal was at Llewellyn's home on Monday and Tuesday investigating the cause of the fire. No other information is available at this time. PennDOT will be doing a cleanup project on Route 54 in Mount Carmel Township today. Soil remediation work will take place on Route 54 northbound near the intersection with Route 901. Work will be done between 7 a.m. and 4 p.m., weather permitting, and I guess since we're reading the story, the weather will permit. A single lane closure will be in place with flaggers directing traffic in both directions. And Robert Zimmerman Jr., owner of Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram truck in Sunbury, will be named the 2019 Sunbury Rotary Club Citizen of the Year tomorrow. His recognition began with an honor in the U.S. floor, the House of Representatives floor yesterday by Congressman Fred Keller. And we invite you to attend that event tomorrow night. I think tickets are still available. 1-800-795-9565 is our toll-free hotline number. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Suddenly, we have two phone calls, three emails, and two texts. We'll start with Dale from Sunbury. You're on the mark, Dale.
Yeah, I just wanted to spring off what Dan was saying at the end of the segment there. Okay. Well, I think Pennsylvania is majority Republican. And they're refusing to lower, you know, the size of government. And first of all, sales for autos and houses are the lowest in the last 30 years in Pennsylvania. Okay.
Dale, we're having a little trouble hearing you on that phone. Are you good? Can you stand still or something?
All right, can you hear me now?
Now we can. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, Dan was saying, you know, within the last 30 years, auto sales and home sales are the lowest in Pennsylvania. Okay, and then the budgets are going higher for the state, local, and so what that does is because the health care prices are going up and their pensions need to be, you know, paid for. So what we're seeing here is if they don't refuse to lower the size of government, I think half of the people who pay taxes ain't going to be able to afford taxes. So what you have there is a socialism. So, I mean, it's coming, and it's already here. So I just wanted to say, who's responsible for not cutting the size of government? The Republicans, because they own the majority of Senate and the majority of the Pennsylvania. I mean, who's held responsible for not lowering the size of government?
Okay, well, I think everybody bears some of that responsibility. And not everybody thinks it's a good idea, Dale.
Why? But listen, Joe. Okay, when the Democrats control it, they do tend to lower some of it.
They do
a little bit more responsible. But the Republicans have the cards in their hands, and they're not doing them.
Are you living in an alternate universe, my friend? Because the Democrats traditionally have been in favor of bigger government.
No. Well, listen. Do you believe that we are on the course of socialism, because the house sales and the home and the car sales are lowest, and people are not going to pay their taxes, can't afford to pay their taxes. So you're telling me that we're not on the course of socialism?
No, I'm not telling you that. I think there are people who are trying to drag us that way. I can name six of them.
Okay,
they're Democratic candidates for president.
On David Letterman.
Here we go. Okay?
listen to Trump on David Letterman, like about 20 years ago. He said, people are scared of socialism, so he's pushing this agenda. So, I mean, you can say what you want, because there's going to be two different kinds. There's going to be a socialist and there's going to be a capitalist, and the capitalists are going to shove their money in other places, not in America. So, want to say it's time to cut the size of government.
If they want to shove their money, I'll take some of it.
Okay, you don't think this is important, that the house sales and auto sales are the lowest in 30 years? You don't think that's important?
I don't know that those numbers are accurate. I haven't
those
seen any
numbers
reporting.
Are accurate.
I haven't
you
seen any
reporting.
You can
listen to who you want to listen. Do your own homework. Look at the graph.
Okay, I'll
so
do
I'm just
it.
Telling you, when half of the population in Pennsylvania are not going to be able to afford their taxes, I'm just telling you, socialism's here, and it's probably going to stay here, because we're just going to keep voting for billionaires and the Bar Association. I would just tell you guys, they're going to have a good Christmas on my dollar.
Okay, right. That'd be a great title for a book, Billionaires and the Bar Association. Thank you, Dale. Appreciate your call. 1-800-795-9565. One of our emailers says, does Dan's Social Security check and Medicare come from the government or God? Question, Lance, you're on the mark.
Hey there, good morning. Why, I'd like to go and defense of Trump with all the great things that he's done.
Okay.
We start out.
Steve just fell off his chair again, but go ahead.
All right, here we go. Start out with, what has our markets been doing? I mean, it's just been incredible, really. I know in my own life, it has increased my life savings by about 30% in only two years. Unemployment is at 3.5%. That's a 50-year low, isn't it? 3 million jobs have been added, and consumer confidence is at a 17-year high, right?
Right, but the Democrats just like to look the other way and say, well, Obama did anything that's good, and Trump hasn't done anything.
Well, as Joe
right,
knows,
bigot,
as,
but,
as Joe knows, and even you know, Lance, yes. Right, you know that those trends were moving in that direction before Donald Trump took office.
Yeah,
now,
okay.
If you want to give him credit, that's... Well, probably not as fast, I will say that, because, again, as I've said almost every time I am on this show, people like yourself completely forget what the economic conditions were like when Barack Obama came into office. We were on the precipice of falling into another depression.
But this is the same guy who told us to expect only 1% or 2% growth, and nothing above that was achievable.
Be that as it may. And so for 8 years, Obama pulled us out of the worst economic conditions we'd had since the late 1920s, and he got things on the right track, and Donald Trump has reaped the benefits.
Oh, my. That's revisionist history.
It's also accurate.
I have an article where Obama's top advisor, he's the guy that said, get used to the new normal. The new normal was 1% to 1.5% growth. Everybody in a holding pattern. Those days of good economic growth are over. And that's what he said. He didn't say anything.
And that sounds like a direct quote, as I recall it.
Yeah, and that's fine.
That's a direct quote.
We're spending this morning, not just this phone call, and I'm going to do some of it myself, but we are spending this morning bringing up things that people said 5, 10, 15 years ago. Heck, I think I brought up Teddy Roosevelt when we were off the air, and we're going to hold people up. But that's fine. Go ahead.
Okay. No, that was during the campaign. Obama was talking about that. What is he going to do? Why wave a magic wand to, increase our economic growth? So we can't do it. And I mean, it's there. I mean, I have the whole thing in quotation marks. There's articles in the journal you can go after.
But I think Barack Obama was correct. as long as you didn't change anything. And he couldn't conceive of how you could do some of the things Donald Trump has done and what their impact would be on the economy.
Well, you know, and even Bill Clinton, during Clinton's time in office, if I recall, the stock market was doing fabulously. And Bill Clinton said, this is the way it's going to be from now on. Well, of course, Bill Clinton had to eat his words because at the end of George Bush's time in office, we saw the stock market had just about hit rock bottom.
Well, we have to concede, and I concede, that American presidents can have an effect on the economy. I mean, John Kennedy started it by adhering to Keynesian economics. And, you know, somewhat discredited by today's standards, but he was one of the first presidents who actively took a look at what he could do to influence the economy.
Right.
In the past, people like Herbert Hoover thought you shouldn't do anything. You should let the markets rise or fall on their own. Whoever wins, wins. Whoever loses, loses.
And there is some truth to the fact that when you have a Republican in office, you are going to see economic conditions, especially for those in the higher echelons, you are going to see them improve because everyone knows that Republicans tend to favor the rich as opposed to the rest of us.
Well, you know.
Well, I'll tell you something here, sir. If you are willing to participate in the program, you will benefit.
What program? What do you mean? What program?
Yeah, what program?
In other words, actually put some of your skin in the economic game by
you mean investing. Invest in the stock market or buy stocks and securities?
Or stocks or virtually all kinds of things
or
like that.
Investing in general.
Yes,
right.
In general.
And believe me, there's no stronger proponent of investing and the stock market than me. I mean, for being called Comrade Kushiloff today, I really am quite a strong capitalist. But I think if you look at the facts, let's see what percentage of Americans actually do own stocks, and it's not. I don't even know if it's the majority.
No,
everybody in Pennsylvania owns stock. We own stock in the pension funds for our dedicated state employees. And if the Dow doesn't do, we must make up for that.
Well, okay. That's a
so
different
we
issue.
Do own it, and we all have skin in the game to
okay.
make it work.
All right, wrap it up.
I could go on for 10
well,
minutes.
No, you can't.
With all
no, you can't because no, you can't, Lance, because we're about out of time. We'll let you wrap it up here real quick.
Well, just think about black unemployment, you know, is the lowest it's been.
Hey,
female unemployment,
well, sure.
Hispanic unemployment.
Yeah, I'm not sure what your point is. I mean, even
my point is they say that he is a racist homophobe.
Lance.
Right?
Lance.
Well, you made the point earlier. Hey, Lance, we got to move. But you made the point earlier that, you know, Republicans tend to favor the wealthy. But here
yes.
are policies the Republicans have put in place that are favoring minorities, women.
You know,
they're benefiting from this.
And you mentioned John F. Kennedy, who also said a rising tide lifts all boats.
Well, he wasn't the first person to say that.
That as it may. And so if the economic conditions are improving and if the stock market is rising and if unemployment is falling, it's going to affect everybody, African American, Latino women,
but the simple act of creating more jobs benefits everybody. It benefits blacks, Hispanics, women, men, whites, any color you care to think of.
Which is what I just said.
But you have to be willing to do the things that create those jobs. And to say that President Trump had nothing to do with that is like Than's earlier comment about, you know, ignorance.
Yeah, and I guess when I was reading you those comments about the coal companies in America and how many have gone bankrupt, I guess were you out of
but there are
out
more,
of the office?
But there Maybe are people in the there are people in the coal industry who are doing better under President Trump.
There are some people, sure.
And that doesn't mean that he can save everybody
yes.
because he can't save everybody. You're going to say he shouldn't
right.
save anybody.
And there are some people who are in the industry of making red hats that say "Make America Great Again," and they're doing well too. Of course, they're all over in China because that's where all those hats are made.
We're going to take a break from this. And we're going to resume our composure after we take that break. We have two emails, two texts. The phone lines are open. We invite your calls. Today's the big day. Jerry Nadler gets his greasy little hands on impeachment.
That's kind of casting aspersions.
No, that's...
Unwarranted aspersions.
I think this is an oily kind of character who believes one thing a few years ago, another thing today. Let's face it, he was accused of losing control of hearings in the past. He probably will do it again.
You know, if you want to talk about the hypocrite in chief, we could talk about Lindsey Graham sometime. Okay. But I guess we'll do that on the other side.
No, I think I will do it with sleazy Jerry Nadler. 1-800-795-9565.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Everybody talks about the North Pole this time of the year, and it may be cold, but this house is colder.
Turn the oven on.
That only helps when you're in front of it, not for the whole house.
Drink some cocoa.
Enough. Honey, this year for Christmas, I'm getting us a new ductless Mitsubishi heating and cooling system, so we're warm in the winter and cool in the summer. I'm calling Tony now.
Tony? Is he one of Santa's elves?
Sort of. He's with TD Energy Experts. He will put us on their schedule to install our new system, and we will start saving money and energy right away. No more standing in front of the stove or dressing like I'm outside when I'm in the house.
Hi, this is Tony from TD Energy Experts. Don't freeze through another winter or bake through another summer. Call me and let me show you a better, cleaner, and cheaper way to bring comfort to your home with a ductless Mitsubishi electric heating and cooling system. Call 570-258-8088 or online at tdenergyexperts.com.
The stockings are hung at the Susquehanna Valley Mall with care. December 1st through 12th, watch the Susquehanna Valley Mall's Facebook page. Hints of what prizes are in these giant Christmas stockings will be posted daily. If you see a stocking that piques your interest, stop by the mall and drop your name in the prize box located just behind Santa. A prize winner will be drawn for each stocking daily. The Susquehanna Valley Mall fills your stockings with fun.
I wasn't certain whether that was the last commercial or the music. Thank you, Rob. 1-800-795-9565. I'm Joe McGranahan. I'm here with Comrade Kushiloff, world-famous Russian operative.
Whatever.
No, Steve is a capitalist, friends. I assure you he is.
Yes, I really am.
And we have some texts and some emails, but we invite your phone calls. One of our texters says, good morning. In the news today, the Trump administration wants to cut SNAP heating and including... SNAP heating aid included. Wants to cut. It doesn't say what, but including SNAP here, SNAP aid including. Heating included. Yeah, can you get that? Do you make sense out of that?
Well, let's see here. In the news today, Trump administration wants to cut... apparently, there's a program out there called SNAP. I'm not familiar with
heating aid included, but it sounds like something else. Maybe he means wants to cut SNAP, comma, heating aid included. That must be what he means.
That could be.
This would impact, although there's no comma there, so that threw me off. This would impact 775,000 of Pennsylvanians. This lawless president will do anything to hurt Americans.
Well,
signed, thanks, Bob.
You know, it's like we just were talking about with this whole tax thing and with a Republican president. Everything, you know, everything Trump does, he tries to favor the rich. He goes down to Mar-a-Lago the day after his tax proposal was enacted, and he says to his rich buddies there, I just made you guys a lot of money. And yet we see where they're trying to cut, you know, his budget, I believe, includes big cuts in programs like Medicare.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Welfare programs.
If you wanted to create jobs, would you do it by finding some way to get the people who have the money to create the businesses that create the jobs an incentive to do so? Or would you put it in the middle through tax cuts to the middle class, hoping we can spend our way out of problems?
See, that's very interesting, because here's a column here from Robert Samuelson, world-renowned economist, and he talks about the tax proposal. And as we know, these corporations that were supposed to take this big tax cut and invest it in equipment and buy and hire a lot more people, that didn't happen, Joe. The whole tax proposal was intended to improve the economy. Didn't happen. What did the corporations do?
The economy is better. I hate to tell you this. The economy is much better.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with this tax proposal, with the tax cut. Because
and, of course, then President Obama's bailout or his huge...
Well, let's try to stick that, to one thing.
Did that help?
Well, you know, there we go. There's that. There's old Twister Joe. Let's face it. You know, I got it. I like that. If I'm going to be Comrade Kushiloff, then at the very least, you could accept the title Twister Joe. Anyway, so what did the companies do when they
it's
got
better
their
than
tax
sleazy
cuts?
Joe, as in Biden?
Oh, I would never. I see. I would never call you. And it's not sleazy. It's sleepy.
Oh,
Joe.
Oh, sleepy. Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
And you know, and when he becomes president, let's hope you'll show him a little more respect. Anyway. This is what the companies did. As you well know, the companies took their big tax cuts and they bought back shares of their company's stock.
Which improves their financial health and their ability to sustain and create jobs.
Well, you know what? You know why they buy back all their stock? Because
sure,
this,
it increases the value of their company.
It increases the value of the stock that's out there. And so, you know, none of this helps to improve the economy.
No, but you're wrong. Let me tell you why you're wrong. Buying back stock gives a company a stronger financial base so that when an opportunity comes along to expand or to try some new product or to take a flyer on something that they normally wouldn't, they have the capacity to issue stock, finance the thing, and do it. That helps the economy. You're saying you're a capitalist. As a capitalist, you certainly recognize the fact that businesses need to sustain themselves, to put away their own money. Otherwise, they'd be coming to the federal government saying, can I get a bailout so I can do this new thing? I mean, I give them credit for being smart enough to figure out how to sustain themselves and how to prepare themselves for opportunities that come along.
Well, I tell you what, we were told that they're going to take this big tax cut and they're going to invest directly into their company with more workers, with more equipment, and even more.
And there
equipment.
Are more jobs, Steve. You can't ignore the fact there are more jobs today, more people working than ever before in our history.
And that may probably number one. Joe, because we have more people than ever before in our history.
But our unemployment rate is the lowest it's been, as Lance points out, in 50 years.
Because of, thank goodness, because of steps that the Obama administration
put in place. No, I'm falling off the chair here.
Well,
I mean, that is insane. You've got to give the President Trump credit for this. He deserves it. I'll admit, as I said to you off air, if I thought I had to come in here every day and defend everything President Trump did, I won't say I'd blow my brains out, but I certainly would not
Don't
be a happy camper. But I do give him a great deal of credit for what he's done in terms of promoting the financial well-being of the country. What he's done may not have directly, it did put money into the pockets of people. There are people in this building you could talk to, including, Mark has even mentioned to me that when the tax cut, he saw more in his paycheck. So, I mean, it has helped the American consumer. And the fact that the companies have put aside money, have been able to hire more workers, produce the lowest unemployment rate we've had in 50 years, you cannot look at that and say the economy isn't doing well. And you cannot look at that, in my opinion, and be honest and say that Barack Obama did it. It was a fella named Trump.
So, you know, we had a caller who said, boy, the stock market is doing just the best that it's ever done. I don't know if he said that, but he said the stock market is flying high. And when I tried to say what percentage of people actually own stock, and then he tells me we all have skin in the game. Well, that's not true either. Gallup has found that only 55%, a little over half, I will give you that, it's over half, but it's only 55% of Americans own stock. So, you know, Joe, you can put in your hardline right-wing Republican president and you will see the stock market take off, and for those 55% of people who own stock, that'll be great. For the rest of the people, they're going to continue having to actually go to work for a living.
Well, you're assuming everybody who owns stock, that's all they do. You said everybody else is going to have to go to work for a living. The 55% who own stock don't have to go to work for a living?
That's what you said.
That is exactly what you said.
No, here's what I said. I said, you take steps to make the stock market climb high and do well, and that's great for that 55% who own stocks. Other people are going to have to go and find a job and work.
But that's exactly what I said you said. You're saying the people, the 55%, don't have to get a job and work because they own stock.
Now, you've been ripping into Jerry Nadler all morning.
And, you mean Sleazy Jerry.
And you've been saying, you know, Jerry Nadler said this then, but now he says this then. Well, you know, let's look at, as I said, the hypocrite in chief, which is Mr. Lindsey Graham. When Bill Clinton was facing potential impeachment, Lindsey Graham said, impeachment is about restoring honor and integrity to the office. You can be removed if your conduct is clearly out of bounds. So it looks like the standards for Lindsey Graham for impeachment under Clinton were way down here, but now under Donald Trump, your hero, he's got the standards way up here.
And but what does that tell you? It tells you the politicians are hypocrites in some regard. Jerry Nadler believed very strongly that you should never have a narrow impeachment. Even Nancy Pelosi said, unless there's bipartisan, overwhelming bipartisan support, there should be no impeachment.
Well, that's because when you've got Republicans with closed minds and all they care about is Trump's base, you're not going to get that bipartisan.
And, of course, Bill Clinton didn't have a partisan base that supported him.
And
they were all, for yours, you know, the driven snow.
And Nancy Pelosi struggled. And I would say struggled is not too strong a word. Struggled to prevent impeachment from occurring. But when Donald Trump goes to the Ukraine and says, you dig up dirt for me, and then I'll give you the arms that I promised I'd give you, then it's a little hard to, it's
as I said,
to turn your head at
as
that
we
point.
Talked before the start of the program. With Bill Clinton, he did a deliberate thing. He lied under oath. It was demonstrable that he lied under oath, and it was proven that he lied under oath.
And what did he lie about?
He lied about having sex with Monica Lewinsky.
Okay,
he said, I didn't have sex with that woman. He lied under oath.
That's a terrible thing.
Okay, but here's my point. He did that. Donald Trump didn't gain anything out of this. There was no deliverable.
He didn't get
an announcement. The investigation took place. The money was released to them. So you could say, if you wanted to be charitable,
caught.
You could say that you believe the president was seriously trying to determine what impact Ukrainian interference may or may not have had in the 2016 election, which is certainly his job. You could say, if you wanted to be charitable, that he was concerned about corruption in the Ukraine before he delivered millions of dollars of American taxpayers' money to a corrupt regime.
If he was so concerned about corruption, then why did he tell the Ukrainians, look, you don't even have to actually do an investigation, just go on television and announce you're going to have an investigation.
Did they do it? Did they do it?
In other words, no, they didn't do it.
Okay.
Because the whistleblower came forward first. You know, Joe, you and your Republican buddies, you continue to make this argument. He didn't get caught. They didn't do it. I tell you, Joe, and I've said it, and everybody has said it over and over, it's like the bank robber standing right outside of the bank door deciding at the last minute, I'm not going to rob the bank. And so at that point, you think he's guilty. Or it's like the spouse.
No, he's innocent. At that point, he's innocent. If he goes into the bank, sticks a gun in the teller's face, hands them the note, and then says, forget about it, he's guilty.
He's guilty.
But if he stands outside the bank and never goes in and just thinks about robbing it, he has not committed a crime.
And so when you admit that the robber holding the gun in the teller's face, that would be guilty.
That would be.
Okay. And so when
and the fact that he didn't get any money wouldn't matter. He had already committed an act.
The fact that he didn't get the money wouldn't matter.
It would be irrelevant.
Okay, Joe. So then the fact that Donald Trump didn't get his
announcement
is irrelevant.
But Donald Trump was a guy. No, Donald Trump was a guy standing outside the bank who was thinking about it and didn't do it.
No,
that's the case. Dan, you get one more minute. Go.
Hey, good morning, guys. Well, Steve, what you don't think of is that people aren't invested in the stock market. I was through a 401k.
Sure.
This is the way it's going today. Most factories don't have a pension, a company paid pension anymore. They eliminated it most places. So about, I guess it was 25, 30 years ago, we were offered a 401k, and that's what I went in. And that's when I got more interested in the stock market, because I could see my portfolio going up, going down. And so it's more that way today than ever. Your factory workers are all, probably almost all of them, at 401k, whereas government workers are still on the gravy train. They're going to get their money, whether the stock market goes every which way, because we, the poor taxpayer out here, we have to make up the difference.
Okay, Dan, thanks for that comment. We gave you a little over a minute, but thank you for sharing. You want to say something about it, Steve?
You know, I'm always amazed. I'm always amazed when I come on and I do this show and people just throw these generalizations out there. You know, I thought Dan was making a lot of sense with the 401k discussion and how 401ks have largely replaced government pensions. But then Dan shoots down his own argument because he says, well, yeah, but these government people, they continue to have their pensions. Joe, I worked for a public organization, CETA Council of Governments, for 38 years, and we did not have a fixed pension. We were in a version of a 401k, just like Dan was. So, you know, to throw these comments out there like, oh, these government workers, they get their pensions, not accurate.
One of our texters says, I'm not going to elect a president just because of the economy. There are many more important factors, like keeping the USA safe from terrorism, etc. Trump won't testify under oath because he lies, lies, lies. Let me ask you a question, writer. What terrorist attack has occurred under Donald Trump's regime? I would say he has kept us safe. He has kept us safe. That's my point.
Well, we've seen internal terrorism, but let the letter writer's letter speak for itself.
Okay. All right. We have one call coming in. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be back. Take that caller and your calls too. 1-800-795-9565.
Your friends and neighbors are smiling after their single visit dental restorations by Dr. Carl Jenkins.
We were looking for a dentist that we knew would be top of the field.
When I came to Dr. Jenkins, I was at the point I couldn't chew on either side of my mouth, and he fixed it. Here I am, less than a year later, with all new teeth. And they were all made here.
I've had lots of crowns done, and it's so much fun watching that crown machine. The nice part about it, they fit perfect when they're done, and you do not have to come back three or four times to get a crown to fit.
The process, it's pretty amazing. They do the prep work first. Doc does his wonder on the computer. 20 minutes later, go eat a steak.
I am very pleased with how the crowns appear when I smile. It makes me want to smile even more.
Dr. Carl Jenkins in Watsontown. Visit us at smilesbyjenkins.com.
Today's business doesn't stay in one place, so why should you? Introducing Pentella Data's cloud-based business voice services. Now everyone's connected with unlimited calling, conferencing, and mobile synergy, along with easy upgrades and 24/7 support, so your office is everywhere you are. How you handle it is up to you. Cloud-based voice service from the same people you already trust for all your data needs. Pentella Data. Call or click to find out more.
News Radio 1070 WKOK wants you to know about the people and organizations that help make the Susquehanna Valley a better place to live.
Hi, this is Julie Rocky of Lewisburg. This holiday season, I want to invite you to join me on December 14th at 10 a.m. at Dreisbach United Church of Christ in Lewisburg for our third annual Wreaths Across America celebration. The event is free and open to the public. Wreath sponsorships will be accepted until December 1st. Wreaths are $20 and can be ordered through me, Julie Rocky, at 717-580-1564.
News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107 continue a Christmas tradition with Talk to Santa.
It says here, though, that you could improve on listening. So, get each of your ears and you stretch them out. Those are your elf ears. And you have to listen with your elf ears, okay?
Tune in weeknights at 6 during the holiday season and feel like a kid again with Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones. We'll preview Penn State Wake Forest today, 3 to 5, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Bay City Rollers, Sweet Pretty Woman, or whatever it was. 1-800-795-9565. We have two emails, two callers. Going to start with Mike from Bloomsburg. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Yeah, it's come to my attention that just the other day, Hillary Clinton has said that Donald Trump is an illegitimate president because he was elected illegitimately. Have you heard that?
No, I admit I have not heard that. Hillary doesn't get a lot of quoting on the media these days, though.
Well, she came out with that. And I'll tell you what, I'm 65 years old, and in my lifetime, I've never heard a losing candidate for president say that, even though when John F. Kennedy was elected, there's credible evidence that he was illegitimately elected due to voting fraud in Illinois. And you never heard Richard Nixon publicly say that. And I'm very concerned that this is the case, because we're having an impeachment right now, and they're coming out and saying that Trump has committed all these things. But the truth of the matter is, since he was elected, they've been saying he's committed crime after crime, and he's going to be gone tomorrow, and it has never happened. And now we've come up against a Democrat party and the news media that they don't talk about allegations. They come out and say he has done this. Okay, he's not even presumed innocent in the minds of the media, and it's brainwashing people and greasing the skids for the Democrats to get away with illegitimately impeaching this man. And I think that is just a devastating thing to happen politically and culturally for our country, and I'm afraid they're going to get away with it.
Why do you think they'll get away with it? I mean, so far, I haven't seen a real smoking gun. I think a lot of people feel that way. And support for impeachment is declining, particularly among independents. And I think the Democrats have to be wary of that.
Oh, exactly. But just the idea, I mean, no matter what they put out here in the House here, and when it goes to the judiciary, when they have their say, the vote is going to come down that they're recommending impeachment. And he's not going to be removed from office. In my mind, he's not going to be removed from office by the Senate. But he will be impeached, but not removed from office.
Right.
So that it'll draw those sides further and further apart. That impeachment is not anything but a political process. It'll be viewed as the new norm. If we have Donald Trump, who hasn't committed any crimes, impeached, then that will take us to a new level. And say, well, you know what, we can get rid of somebody just because we don't like them, and that's okay in our system. And it's not okay, but since it happens, it'll be viewed as okay, because there's a lot of people that don't follow politics. They only listen to a little bit of the news, and they still trust our government. You know, I remember the day when the Democrats and the left said never trust government, and now that's all we have to do is trust government, because they're total authority.
Well, you may have a point there, but I actually believe that there are enough good Democrats, honest, free-thinking Democrats in the Congress of the United States that maybe up to 15 to 20 of them would not vote to support impeachment if there's no more evidence than what's out there today. You know, and I don't think this can... I agree with Jerry Nadler 20, 25 years ago when he said, you know, we can't do this on a partisan basis. The American people won't accept it. And I think with Dick Nixon, we all realized the man, whether he was well-intentioned or poorly intentioned, he committed crimes.
He covered up a burglary.
Well, he covered up a burglary, but then he lied to the American people. He lied, not under oath, but he lied, and he covered up a burglary, and he covered up the administration's involvement in it.
And Donald Trump has never lied.
Well, he does, but so does Jerry Nadler, and so does...
Lindsey Graham. Well, when are we going to talk about Lindsey Graham?
And
your
good friend, Pencil Neck, Shifty Schiff.
I tell you,
One last comment, Joe.
Sure.
Barack Obama just came out as the most respected president in American history in one of these polls that's being pushed all over the place.
Really?
In his first year, didn't he have like 9-0 defeats in the Supreme Court? Now, how constitutional can you be if you're defeated that many times by 9-0? And Americans stood by and accepted that. Whereas if Trump were to lose 9-0 10 times in 1 year, there would be a mass revolt in the media about it.
And Mike, what were those 9 or 10 issues?
Well, you can just Google that yourself.
Exactly.
Some of it had to do with guns. Others had to do with budgetary items. But most of them had to do with, what was it called at the time? Obamacare. Rulings on Obamacare.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Mike. We appreciate your call, as always. Take care.
You take care now, Mike.
You too. 1-800-795-9565. Dale, you get another minute. Oops. I'm sorry. Wrong one.
Him.
Dale. Nope, I didn't lose him. Dale? Dale? Hello? Dale?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, you get another minute. Go ahead.
Yeah. I just wanted to blow a hole through everyone's 401k. Okay. Here's the truth. The markets are bloviated, and the dollar is bloviated, correct? Well, you think that, right?
No, I don't think that.
Our retirements used to be based on oil, you know, carbon backed up. But then they switched it over 10 years ago to manufacturing. Now manufacturing is in the basement. So if someone goes to try, if you have a 401k or retirement, okay, which I already tried this in April and I didn't make no move, but I tried to take some money out of my retirement, okay? So then they said, okay, you're going to get penalized and you're going to get taxed, okay? So then I used a calculator and I added up. They told me I had like about 23% growth in the last 6 years, 7 years. Then I used a calculator and I figured it out. After the taxes and the penalty, I only had 4% growth. So then here's the problem, okay? When the markets start coming down to reality and the dollar starts coming back down to true value, guess what? All your gains are going to be down to zero.
Okay.
So,
hey,
I mean,
Neil, that's your
you can believe the soup that you want to believe, but
okay.
Do your homework and use a calculator.
All right. Thank you, Dale. 1-800-795-9565. Our toll-free lines are open. We've got some texts, some emails, and we've got to take our final break of the morning.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Charlene's Petal Talk is blooming with holiday cheer. Charlene personally will customize and create gorgeous centerpieces and bouquets for everyone on your gift list. Friday, December 13th and Saturday, December 14th, Charlene invites you to her Christmas open house. Enjoy refreshments plus 10% off your entire purchase. Charlene has a great assortment of Christmas decorations and gifts for any price range. The Christmas open house, December 13th and 14th at Charlene's Petal Talk, Arch Street, Milton. Find details at Charlene's Petal Talk on Facebook.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
John Reed pours over tape exhaustively, including tape of his own receivers. You want to know why he pours over tape of his own receivers? Because he has to play them in practice. This scout says to me, he says, that is my kind of guy right there. You can tell the film study pays off for him all the time. There are some people that don't want to put in the extra stuff, and it shows.
The Steve Jones Show, 3 to 5 weekdays on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
And welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. Steve Kushiloff is with me. Our producer, Rob Center, over in the newsroom, Matt Cotrillo. The whole gang's here today. Mark Lawrence is out in the woods freezing his tuchus off, I suppose, and trying to find a deer that he can shoot and bring home with...
Well, he may be sitting over a campfire right now, Joe, and he may have skinned that deer, and he's cooking himself lunch.
More likely, he might be having a beer and playing poker.
That sounds like
he hasn't seen a deer in a month.
That sounds like a nice way to spend the day.
One of our emailers says, here's a question for you. How can we even be doing this when the leader of the Ukraine said twice he didn't think there was a quid pro quo? Please explain, if you're being accused of something, and you're accused and your person that you were supposed to have hurt said no, he didn't. How can we find him guilty of anything? We want the president to do our business, not your Ukraine's business or any other country's business.
Hard
you got
to,
an answer for that?
Well, the only answer is, like we said, you know, when somebody is holding out, $391 million to him, you make sure you don't say anything that he doesn't want to hear. And so, obviously, Donald Trump didn't want to hear about a quid pro quo. So, President Zelensky in the Ukraine made sure he didn't say it. But in the testimony that came out during the Intelligence Committee a week or so ago, it was very clear. Yes, there was a quid pro quo, and it's called arms for dirt.
Okay. One of our writers says, back in the early 1980s, the federal government switched their retirement system from civil service to FERS. The employees at that time began to pay a larger amount into Social Security and a form of a 401. Employees under civil service could remain under the old system. After all these years, I would think everyone is under the current system. So for Dan, this is every federal employee. Nothing to do with state employees. My point is, they're paying pension is pretty much their own money and their investments.
Well, and that was the point that when you and I were talking during the commercial that I tried to make. I was employed by a publicly funded organization, and our retirement was based on a version of a 401k.
Okay. Chris, you're on the mark from Milton.
Yeah, most of your arguments are kind of weird there, Joe. I mean,
most. You're being charitable.
Going to the bank robber thing. He was calling up the bank and saying they weren't going to get their door was going to fall apart unless their building was going to fall apart unless you gave him money.
That's not a good analogy.
And then when they found
out
his number was traced, then he decided to deny having done it.
Look, Chris, here's my point. Here's my point.
Wait a second.
Here's my point. He didn't get anything of value. What he wanted may have been a thing of value, but he didn't get it, and the money was released. Now, that doesn't mean he's innocent of something. I think he's guilty of having done something incorrect there, but I don't think it's illegal, and I don't think it's impeachable.
Yes, and he changed the story because he found out the number had been traced. He'd been plotting this thing for months. He started actions on it in April and March. And then three days before the announcement was supposed to take place, he found out his number had been traced and they had the goods on him.
Right.
So he changed the story. That's what happened.
Sure.
You talk about all these insulting names that you give. You've been calling Nadler. And
sleazy and greasy. Well, we got one for Joe. Don't forget that, Chris. We got a name for Joe.
You mentioned Numbnuts Nunes, who was part of the conspiracy himself.
I just took
you defending it for the Republicans.
I just took you off the air. We don't say those two words together on the air here.
Oh, I figured.
Numb and the other one.
Am I back on?
You are.
Okay, Nunes. Nutty Nunes was part of the conspiracy, and he was leading the Republicans.
Right.
No wonder Trump has them all implicated in the crime.
You think all these people?
That's why they're sticking together, Joe.
You think all these people are so bad? What about Jerry Nadler saying we should never have a narrow impeachment that's one party on one side, one party on the other? Now he's changed his mind. I mean, you're saying all hypocrisy belongs to Republicans, and I say you're nuts.
I didn't say that.
You know, there's hypocrisy and then there's lies.
That the Republicans aren't looking to, some of the Republicans are part of the problem. Also,
so are the Democrats.
Look at the Nixon impeachment.
All right, what about it? There were many
Republicans
who voted. Republicans
criticized Nixon at all until right before he resigned.
Well,
that's what did it.
No, what did it was when that gap in the tape came about and the poor explanation of it, and they were forced to realize that he had misled them, and they did the honorable thing. They would have voted to impeach him and convict him.
But the evidence was convincing before the gap in the tape, too. That just confirmed it.
I don't think it was all that convincing before. The president denied it. He let go Haldeman and Ehrlichman. He fired them. I would have believed that it stopped at them.
And what has Trump done? He's defended everybody and held all his secrets.
Because they didn't do anything.
You talk about it being an unfair process against the president. The president is not allowing any of his office records to be bulged. He's not allowing any of his business associates to talk about what he said to them.
Have you heard of executive privilege?
Say, oh, it's an unfair prosecution.
No, it's executive privilege. He has the right to assert it. If you disagree with it,
say he didn't have the right to assert it, but he's also playing a guy. He's been stalling. He stalled all the time
Let me ask you a question.
The Mueller investigation,
if someone was gonna,
all the time on this one.
If someone was going to take you out into the woods and hang you, and you could find a way to hold them up and delay them from doing so because you thought you were innocent, would you do that or wouldn't you do that?
He doesn't think he's innocent. You can tell that, Joe.
I think he thinks he is. I think he is innocent.
You know, I was thinking
you refuse to look at the facts.
You know, the name we have bestowed upon Joe was Twister Joe, but you know, we might have to change that to Pretzel Joe because you're absolutely wrapping yourself in knots here, Joe.
No, I'm not. I'm speaking the straight truth.
Right,
no, you're not. You're just towing the line and thinking you're being amusing doing it.
I don't think I'm amusing at all.
We've gone from
I'm obviously not amusing you, Chris.
You obviously aren't interested in any facts.
Well, you know, you look at your set of facts and you believe you're right and everybody else is wrong. I look at the basic argument that to my way of thinking, no one has convinced me this man is guilty of a crime. He's guilty of some stupidity, in my opinion. He's guilty of some bad judgment, in my opinion. But he's not guilty of a crime.
Is the basic thing that he's being accused of right now?
No, he's not.
That is.
But here's the thing.
Threatening the Ukraine.
Hey, we're out of time. I'm sorry, Chris. We're out of time. We'll have to finish this tomorrow. Thank you, Steve Kushiloff, for being here with me the past 2 days. It's been fun, as always.
As always.
And we'll look forward to having Mark Lawrence back tomorrow. I'm Joe McGranahan. Thanks so much for being with us and On the Mark. Twister Joe, and I'll be back tomorrow on WKOK Sunbury.